Kansas City's downtown renaissance in recent years has attracted more than restaurants and real estate developers. As more and more people have come to live, work, and hang out downtown, churches have also had their eyes on the area. While many of the older urban congregations have seen their numbers dwindle, one of Kansas City's biggest churches has had some big success in delivering old-time religion to new generations of Kansas City urbanites. Alex Smith has the story.
The last time I was in this building, I was on stage playing with my band to a full house late on a Saturday night. Today, about a year and a half after the downtown Crosstown Station music venue closed down, things are a little different here. Bands still perform to cheering crowds, but now the songs are inspirational or Christian rock, and a cedar cross, about 7 feet tall, towers over one side of the stage. And on weekends, after singing along with a few songs, the audience quiets down to listen to a sermon.
Before I begin, I'd just like to invite you to take out your bulletins, your GPS, your Grow, Pray, and Study Guide. On here is the scripture that we just heard read, but also...
If you're used to neighborhood churches, sermons at Resurrection Downtown might bring a surprise. The congregation is one of four in the metro area that make up the Church of the Resurrection, which is the largest United Methodist church in the country. On most weekends, Senior Pastor Adam Hamilton preaches at the Leawood headquarters, while congregants at Resurrection Downtown and the two other satellites watch a live feed on giant screens.
Before I begin, I'd also like just to invite us once more to go together to God in prayer. Would you pray with me?
On a recent Sunday, Pastor Scott Crosstech filled in for Adam Hamilton in delivering the sermon to about 10,000 congregants across the city. His subject, the making of a superhero.
In order to become a superhero, you need to go deeper. You need to have character. You need to have heart. You need to have the willingness to do whatever it takes. You need to be somebody of substance who knows about the powers they have been given and are willing to do whatever it takes in order to employ those powers to change the world.
In his big screen sermon, Scott Crosstech winds his way through jokes and pop culture references on his way to delivering the gospel. He uses the big screen to pepper his talk with funny pictures and online videos. Crosstech, who's 34, says he never imagined being a pastor when he was growing up in Detroit. This child of the 80s idolized Alex P. Keaton, the preppy teenage future investment banker played by Michael J. Fox on the sitcom Family Ties.
He wanted to be on Wall Street, and so I kind of like emulated him. I wore a sweater vest and tie, and at middle school had the Wall Street Journal that I was reading. You know, I just really was kind of geared in that way.
Crosstech studied economics in college and worked for a few investment firms before he says he was called to ministry. He then spent a few years working as pastor back in Detroit before getting appointed to lead a new urban congregation in Kansas City. The idea for Resurrection Downtown was conceived about 5 years ago, when Senior Pastor Adam Hamilton watched the Urban Core's development from the suburbs and decided he wanted his church to be part of it. Scott Crosstech explains.
Back in like 2007 or 2008, he really cast that vision before the congregation and said, what would it look like if we started a campus of Church of the Resurrection in the center of the city? You know, and this was at the time that there was some momentum happening. There was some resurgence happening in downtown Kansas City.
After being appointed to Kansas City, Crosstech spent his first few months here hanging out at coffee shops and First Friday events, inviting people to be part of what's now informally called Res Downtown. About 200 people came to the formal launch service in December of 2009, but attendance quickly snowballed, and after the Crosstown Station music venue closed in late 2011, Res Downtown jumped in to take over the space. As Crosstech explains, the congregation that now meets there is a diverse cross-section of the area.
And so what we have here is we have a congregation that in any given row, you're going to find homeless men and women. You're going to find people in recovery, you're going to find students, you're going to find CEOs, you're going to find attorneys, you're going to find doctors, you're going to find nurses, you're going to find everybody all together. And you never know who's who, because people like wear the same clothes here, and they're not interested in like determining like who's who. They're just interested in being surrounded by this community that's diverse and eclectic.
Resurrection Downtown is one of many of the United Methodist Church's nationwide efforts to create new congregations. Christian Kuhn is one of the pastors at the Urban Village Church in Chicago. By phone, he explained that the search for new churchgoers has led many United Methodist groups back into the cities.
There was a real focus on the suburbs, in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. And I think, generally speaking, it's been in the last 10 to 15 years where there's been more of a focus on, let's not forget the cities as well.
The United Methodist Church is the second largest Protestant denomination in the U.S., and its members have a wide range of views on social issues like gay rights. Official church policy doesn't allow gay marriage or clergy, but Crosstech says his congregation welcomes gays and lesbians, as well as those who believe in traditional marriage.
What we believe is that the grace of Jesus Christ binds us together. And sometimes that's messy, and it leads to really tough conversations. And sometimes it's beautiful, because it leads to really tough conversations. But what we know is that the thing that binds us together is this thing that we all need. And what we receive is we receive at this table. And so we get this great picture of people coming together in the midst of their difference for this clarity of purpose, which is this building a Christian community.
Today, Res Downtown hosts 4 weekend services and welcomes about 900 attendees. The congregation hasn't specifically sought out younger members, but about half of those who show up are 35 or younger. Crosstech says that most of his congregation is formerly non-religious or just marginally religious. While Res Downtown aims for diversity, the large majority of the churchgoers are white. Christian Kuhn says the United Methodists' new urban congregations are, like churches everywhere, still trying to figure out how to integrate the pews.
We've tried hard to do some thinking through about being a multicultural church, and there are lots of challenges with that, everything from worship style to, for us, we've also really looked at racism and what are the things that we are setting in place, myself and the other pastor here, who are both white men, that we need to be aware of, and that takes a lot of time and hard work, all of which is necessary and things we want to do, but it does speak to the challenges of it. So I think this is going to be an issue that will continue to, the churches will continue to wrestle with over the next few years, if not beyond that. I have not seen too many models that are intentionally multicultural and that grow really quickly. I think churches that have had some success with the multicultural model will say, it can work, but you have to be a lot more patient.
Despite the challenges, Resurrection Downtown is considered a great success by the United Methodist Church. While other area churches have made recent efforts to set up shop downtown, Res Downtown is the only one to get its own building. The growth of the congregation was on display earlier this year when Res Downtown rented the Kauffman Center for an Easter service and managed to pack Hellsburg Hall. According to Bishop Scott Jones, who's head of the United Methodist Church in Kansas and Nebraska, this kind of success is drawing attention from around the country.
It is clearly one of our best success stories, and there are people all over the country looking to Res Downtown for inspiration and for instructions about how they might do it.
Scott Crosstech believes the key to success for urban congregations like Res Downtown lies in building close personal relationships among urbanites. At the same time, as a leader in what's sometimes called a megachurch, he says there's power in large numbers of people coming together.
What if everybody, you know, in this city saw it as their job to, you know, love their neighbors? You know, you kind of picture of it, when there's a large community doing that, you can kind of begin to imagine, you know, change, hopeful change.
Resurrection Downtown recently added more space to its downtown campus, which will serve as an office and a place for smaller worship services. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.